ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Well, actually, this intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they're not meant for discussing among ordinary people. One should not discuss them. It's very common in Bengal, other places also. People, devotee comes and they think, please speak to us something about Radha and Krishna, Lila. That's not meant for ordinary people. It's meant for those who are highly advanced, they can understand that the sex life of Radha and Krishna means pure, unmotivated attraction, very strong attraction, Radha and Krishna. Radha cannot think of without Krishna, and Krishna cannot think of without Srimati Radharani. But this should not be misunderstood. Who has taught this Adi Ras? The original flavor of relationship between Radha and Krishna. This has been taught by Shukadev Goswami. This has been taught by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. They have taught this. They are not debauchees. They are not lecturers. They are not immoral people. Their behavior is most strict. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Chota Haridas, who was a renunciate, for even thinking about having some lusty glance at a young woman. The story is there. He went to beg rice for cooking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Madhavi Devi, because Madhavi Devi was known, she kept very good quality rice. So when he went there was some young woman, and Chota Haridas, seeing her, some lusty glance. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected and never allowed him to come back. And then, when he had committed suicide and drowning himself at Triveni in disappointment that he cannot get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he smiled. Very nice. He's done the right thing. Swakarma phala bhukpuman. That was his comment. Everyone gets the result of the right thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict. Sometimes the sahajiyas, they make some story that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came back to Bengal, he again visited his wife after taking sannyas. It's not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the most strict standard of a sannyasi. Sannyasi can never see his wife, just like Prabhupada wrote to one of his sannyasi disciples who wanted to go back to his village to visit. Prabhupada said, no, you cannot do that. Sannyasi can never go back. Very strict. Of course, someone asked Prabhupada that sometimes we see your sannyasis, they're not up to that ideal standard. I can't reject Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have to spread this movement. If I reject everyone, or even thinking lustily, then we won't have any movement. It'll be me, founder acharya, that's all. Founder acharya and everything else also. There won't be anyone. So, this distinction, we can see that those who are highly spiritually elevated, they have accepted this Adi Ras. They have worshipped the relationship between Radha and Krishna. Even though they themselves very strict sannyasi. Shukadev Goswami was so strict that he wanted to be free from Maya. He was so determined, he refused to come out of the womb of his mother. And only when getting benediction from Krishna, because his father and mother were a little astonished. 16 years he was in the womb and not coming up. So then Vyasadeva called Krishna and told, just, can you say something to him? And Krishna said, why aren't you coming out? There's too much Maya out there. I'd rather be inside here. As soon as I come out, my mother and father will start smiling at me and petting me. You know, just get in Maya. So I don't want to run the risk. So Krishna said, okay, I give you the benediction. You won't get touched by mine. So then he came out, and actually the father and mother were affectionate, so he thought, this is too much, he left home. Vyasadeva was calling, and only the trees echoed in the plant. He didn't listen. His father was calling, oh my son, oh my son. Shukadeva said, call whatever you like, and he went on walking. So much detached. So much detached, right? Very much interested to understand Radha Krishna. Because this is not like the mundane sex life, which is abominable. This mundane sex life is the cause of bondage. Aitanaga. This material world is a prison house. You say, how is it a prison? You can go here, you can go there, you can do this, you can do that. But you can't go out of this material world. You are shackled. The chain is there. Chain is sexual attraction. Everyone is kept up in this material world. Right? Sexual attraction. And especially in the modern age, this propensity, which is already there, has been very much exacerbated, very much increased. Real human civilization is based on the principle of elevation, how people can be elevated. Let them perform karmakanda, and then they'll be elevated to jnanakanda, then jnanakanda to upasanakanda, jnanakanda to bhakti, and let them go up, and let them get on the path of liberation. That is the whole purpose of the Vedic culture, or any proper culture, should be geared towards self-realization, not being entangled in this material world. Karmakanda, that's not so much elevated, but at least that's a beginning. Jnanakanda is more elevated, not the proper point. The proper point is prema pumarta maha, attaining love of Krishna. But the civilization should be there, that even those, which means most people, they will fall into the blind well of family life. So at least there should be some regulation whereby they can engage in sex life but not become overly entangled in it. It's, sex life means already the fever is there, attraction is there. But this civilization should be set up in such a way that is cooled down, not increased. But this modern civilization is opposite. Vedic civilization or any culture means cool it down. Should be very strict. You'll find in any, most of the cultures throughout the world, previously it was very strict. Young, not only India, even in the Western countries, young girls couldn't go outside. They couldn't talk to anyone, to any young man. They could not even get married. Boy and girl can't get married. The parents have to give permission, arrange everything. Maybe in your country, up to fairly recently, it was like that, was it? In Ireland, when I was a child, because it's not so much industrialized. So that was like that. Only parents could give permission. Now it's completely blue movies and prostitution, kissing on the street, and all these things. Completely fallen. Abortion, everything. Still, I think in Ireland, abortion is illegal. It's a big issue in the parliament. Will they allow it or not? Big public issue. Divorce also illegal. Will they allow it or not? It's a big issue. You give all these stories. You give all these stories. They're complaining, rape, divorce, so many things. But what do you expect? That they encourage the girls to go out all dressed up in fancy clothes and laugh and joke with the boys. And everywhere you see pictures, everything is advertised from soap up to anything in the world, cars, cigarettes, is advertised with some picture of some lusty prostitute. And they, and the people, their entertainment, they go to some cinema where they watch another bunch of lusty prostitutes dancing. And then they expect that there won't be rape. The girls are going freely. And they already they make everyone very lusty. It's like pumping up. Pump them up. And then when their lusty desire bursts out, then what do you expect? Girls, they're not supposed to go alone anyway. Let alone as they're going out all dressed up with perfume and everything. So the whole society is extremely sick. Sick, sick society. They have made the goal of life how to enjoy sex. There is no enjoyment. And if you tell people this, they'll think we're crazy. There's no enjoyment in sex. I know when I first heard it, I thought it was crazy. I was a kid at school, and my teacher, he's actually the only, I think the only intelligent person I ever met before I joined the movement. He said two things which were very intelligent. I remember even now. One thing he said, when you're young, you think sex is so wonderful, but actually, it's not. Then you get married and you have sex, and there's nothing so wonderful about it. So that was one thing he said. Another thing he said the only, he said, no, the best system of government is benevolent dictatorship. But it's not possible because power corrupts. So that's our philosophy also. Benevolent dictatorship. So, people think you're crazy. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Even in the modern age, there are many people who, if you tell them, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, they'll agree. No sex. That's really too much. You can't imagine. But actually, we see that those, the more you become lusty, the more you suffer. It's actually a fact. If you, that lusty feeling, somehow or other, by the power of Maya, people take that as enjoyment. Let us become more lusty. Let us go and see a sexy movie. But actually, that feeling of lust, that is not enjoyment. It's simply suffering. Simply the mind is disturbed. And even if one fulfills that his propensity by contacting some woman, body, either in marriage or prostitution or just seduce some girl somehow or other, and that also is not satisfying. Doesn't satisfy. It's simply, that causes more frustration because you think now I'm going to get what I wanted, like a bull. Have you seen that? Have you seen a lusty bull? Have you seen? The bull. I saw in Ireland once on the farm, they brought this bull, and it's huge, huge, terrible bull. It would kill you, and it would be so angry. There's steam coming out of its ears. So angry. And then, boom, has the chance to. He's let in the field with the cows. And jumps up in the air in ecstasy and goes charging after the cows who all run away. They're all like, he's not satisfied. Not satisfied. It's the same thing. The dog licking the vagina of the female dog. You see the dog? What is the dog? Simply, the female, you find some old scraggy dog on the street, some old bones, and the bitch is in season. So all the other dogs come around, very enthusiastic, wagging their tails. Then the female dog will urinate, and the dogs will go and smell. What a nice smell of the urine. Then they'll lick the vagina of the she-dog, and they'll fight with each other. They'll fight with each other. And who wins? Enjoys the scraggy bitch. This is the same thing. Human society, dog society. Same thing. We're laughing, but we're also victims. Same thing. Let us enjoy. Let us enjoy. Mr. Prabhupada, there was this court case against Hare Krishna movement, brainwashing. So Prabhupada said, they're accusing us of brainwashing. He said, you should go and tell them that your society is the society of licking the dripping vagina. That is your society. It's the same thing as the dog. You tell in the court, he told them. Your society is no more elevated than the dogs, because the whole aim of your society is simply sex. How do you enjoy sex? You have nothing more than this. You are not human beings. We don't accept you as human beings. You are savage. You are no better than the savage in the jungle. Simply, the savage in the jungle shoots some animal and eats it. So the same thing. You kill the animal and eat. And the savage in the jungle, where is sex? That's all. Just eat some meat and have sex. That's all. Nothing. This is not civilization. This is animal, worse than animal. Even the animals, Prabhupada said in one lecture, that modern civilization, modern so-called civilized man, is lower than the lowest animal. Why? Because the animal, even the tigers and lions, who are very vicious and cause anxiety to all other, in the jungle, the animals are always in anxiety. But when will the tiger come? When will the lion come? But even the lion is very kind to its own cubs. Even the lion, which is so ferocious and cruel to other animals, is very kind to his own children. But modern so-called civilized man, abortion. Oh, the wife is pregnant? That was a mistake. Got to take the contraceptives. Or maybe the contraceptive didn't work. Send it back. Sue them for $10 million. Ah, so wife is pregnant. Ah, didn't want that. Or girlfriend, 14 years old. Mommy, I've got something to tell. I'm busy. No, I have to tell. I'm pregnant. Oh. Don't get an abortion. It's like one devotee was telling, Hari Shori, told, when his mother got pregnant, his grandmother told her, go get an abortion. But she didn't, and Hari Shori was allowed to survive. So, see how nice the mother has become. When we talk of love, when we want to speak of real love, then usually we say mother's love. Because we think the mother is so much kind to the child. And mother's love, what is that mother's love now? Have an abortion. I don't want the child. Ah, too much trouble. Then I'm already so busy. I have work in the office, and husband to look after, and boyfriend to look after. So I have to run out to my boyfriend also. So very active social life, going to 3 parties a week. I'm not a child. I already got 1 or 2 brats. Forget it. Have an abortion. Or they'll discuss family planning. Husband and wife will discuss. Oh, gee, honey, we didn't really want another baby. We were planning to go on that holiday to Europe. It'll be very inconvenient to have the child. And it'll cost so much money. We can't afford both the holiday and the child. So what do we do? Well, I think we don't really want the child. So if we had the child, it would be cruel to the child because we wouldn't really look after it properly. So I think to be kind to the child, we should kill it before it even gets born. We should be, it's very kind. And we did it. It was a very moral decision. We morally decided to be really kind to the child. What we should do is destroy it. So this is worse than animal society, because they've invented the idea, sex, let us increase, more and more and more. Become happy by sex. No one becomes happy. They become more frustrated. And they don't find any happiness. They have sex, this girl, that girl, another girl, try this prostitute, front side, back side, any side, not satisfied. Then, all right, let's try having sex with a man. Maybe that's more fun. Like the next door neighbor's daughter, 8 years old. Let's see how that is. That's no fun either. Okay, let's try some animals. Everything. Anything. Prabhupada, I heard this, he said, the one who's lusty, any hole will do. Any old hole. So this is modern civilization, advanced. And then next thing, sex, kama esha, krodha esha. Lust and anger, these two things go together. So when you're not satisfied with sex, the next thing is violence, rape and kill. Rape and kill. Rape and kill. Or beat. Some prostitutes, I know, because if you go in London, in any, all over England, if you go in any telephone box, it's full of advertisements for prostitutes, phoneless number. You can't. So many things. So you see, one standing with a whip, you can get whipped, you pay them to whip you. So this is completely perverted. And those who are so-called moral, they will say, oh, this is immoral. They're also having sex even with wife, that's accepted. But it's also not the goal of life. That's accepted in human society. If you want, then be a gentleman, get married, not just one day, another day. Take responsibility, have children, sex is meant for children, the natural function of sex is to have children, and bring them up in God consciousness, live like a gentleman, as we used to say. Don't hop from one hole to another. Just you take one, take responsibility, be a gentleman. God's best thing is don't. Best thing, those who are brahmacharis, is don't get married at all, because it's simply an entanglement. If you have the opportunity to simply serve Guru and Krishna, what nicer life. No anxiety. The only anxiety comes if a brahmachari starts thinking about sex, then he gets in anxiety. Otherwise, there's no anxiety. Very nice life. Of course, there may be some difficulties. Work hard for Krishna. And you go back home, back to Godhead. Generally, if you want to know whether to stay brahmachari or not, best thing is ask a serious devotee who is a grihastha. That I found out when I first joined the movement, that the temple president, I think within the first few days of when I joined, he told me, want some good advice? Don't get married. So I thought, well, he's a senior devotee. He's married, and he's telling me that must be good advice. All right. So, this is best, very good advice. Brahmachari, stay brahmachari. I recently read that someone had the idea in our movement, don't preach to. If they want to be brahmachari, let them stay brahmachari. And if they want, someone wants to get married, just, you shouldn't preach to anyone. Just let them go wherever they flow. Let go with the flow. Water finds its own level. So this wasn't what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada, he preached, stay brahmachari. Sometimes you preach the other way also. One devotee came to him and said, Prabhupada, I want to take sannyas. Prabhupada looked at him and said, get married. You should get married. Because he could see, he wasn't a fit candidate. He said, simply want to get married, so I want to take sannyas, so that others will get, he's wanting respect. That's all. No serious commitment. So, but generally, just like Prabhupada is on that bus, Radha Damodar, traveling bus party, all brahmacharis, working hard, distributing books. Prabhupada told, don't get married. You want to stay happy? Just stay brahmachari. Work hard all your life, go back home, back to Godhead. So, because people are misunderstanding what is actual sex life. Real sex life, that means praying. Praying means how to satisfy Krishna. This word we have, love, in English language, love. There's no such word in Sanskrit. There are different words. One word is praying. Another word is calm. Krishna, what is that? Krishnendriya priti vancha tare bale. No. Atendriya priti vancha tare bale kam. Krishnendriya priti icha dhare premana. There is a distinction. That desire to satisfy Krishna's senses is called prema. And that lusty feeling to satisfy one's own senses, that is called kam. There is a difference. It's what they call love, now they call prem. You see Hindi movies, they always advertise prem. That's not prem, that's lust. You won't see traditional Indian families, they won't talk, I love my wife. There's no such thing, I love her. It's not even discussed. It's not even meant for discussion that I love this prem. It's just understood. The wife serves the husband protects the wife, and naturally it's understood that the wife is attached to the husband is attached to the wife. I fell in love. Ah, I fell in love. It means you fell in lust, that's all. There's no, falling in love means captured by lust. No, it's falling in love. What is this? I love you, I love you. I can't live without you. It's all nonsense. It's all lust. And it's on the bodily platform only. And one's thinking, I can't live without you, and thinking of you day and night. Then, after some time, that simply turns into disappointment, because it's on the material platform. You see, in India, love marriage, now they speak love marriage, means marriage should be arranged by the parents, but mostly they have love marriage. If someone falls in love with someone, they love and they run away, and they get married, and the parents get upset, and then after some time, mostly they divorce. Because the marriage was on the basis of lust. And lust that won't last. It's the mode of passion. Mode of passion means, lust marriage, not love marriage. So, mode of passion means, in the beginning, it seems just like nectar. But after a short time, it seems just like poison. So, married, I love you. And after some time, they find that, I don't like you after. So, all right, divorce, kick you in the face, go find someone else. And this is the cause of so much distress. So much distress. Simply, that feeling of lust, it's a very strong attachment. And then again, ripped apart. It's like having your arm ripped off, physically. It's such a feeling of pain. So the whole human society is full of broken hearts, disappointed people, because the whole society is set up on the wrong principle, on the principle that we shall be happy by sexless. Wrong idea. The whole society, they're talking progress. It's all progress. It's like driving, you want to go from Bombay to Mangalore. So you drive very fast, 100 kilometers an hour. The only thing is, you're on the Delhi road. You're going in the wrong direction. So progress, no doubt, they're moving very fast. So much progress and development is in, it's all in the wrong direction. All in the wrong direction. So the business of Krishna conscious devotees is first of all to understand these things and be free from this mundane attraction. That's the first thing. You can't preach Krishna conscious, you can't be Krishna conscious if you're some Kumari conscious, you're thinking of some young girl. It's not possible. So that's the first thing. And then to spread, to give people knowledge of Krishna, who is the actual object of our knowledge. Everyone is looking for Krishna. Most people don't realize it. They're looking some beautiful young girl, so-called beautiful, bag, bones, blood, it's called beautiful. They're looking at some beautiful girl, or they're trying to find happiness in this or that. Actually, everyone is looking for Krishna. But they, because of wrong mentality, misunderstanding, they're looking in the wrong place, in the wrong way. So our job is to give people information of Krishna, that you cannot be happy in this material world. You cannot be happy with mundane sex life. Just come to Krishna. Then you can be happy. Then you can be happy. That relationship with Krishna is never broken. Even if you live a very moral, civilized family life, you love your wife. But then that will end again. All this material happiness simply ends in disappointment. Several times I've seen all the people, you must err on the sea. Either the husband dies or the wife dies, and then they're just... I lived 50 years with my wife, and I tell you, and they're just completely in mind, you see. And now they're just disappointed. You see so many old people completely disappointed because their whole life was centered around their partner. And now, died, and there's, even though they may smile, the inside here just feel completely empty and sad. So, therefore the Vedic system is, even if you get married, take sannyas. Don't remain at home. Don't stay at home. Break this attachment. It's very difficult to break. Very painful to break. So how should you break? Not that you stay at home forever. Get out. Get out from the home. Realize that you have no shelter. You're thinking this building, this will give me shelter. These husband, wife, children, this will give me shelter. This is called in Srimad Bhagavatam, very beginning, Sukadeva Goswami told to Parikshit Maharaj, Asat Sainya, fallible soldiers, he cannot protect you. Only God can protect you. Get out from the home. Depend on God. That is the meaning of sannyas. To depend on Krishna. Don't depend on anyone. Independent. Depending only on Krishna. Not depending my wife, children, home. No home. Sannyasi has no home. His home is Mayapur, Vrindavan. His home is at the lotus feet of Krishna. There's no other home. So that move, that I am a servant of Krishna, I don't belong to this material world, that has to be cultivated. That will bring happiness. Not this mundane sex life, which is simply a great bewilderment, which bewilders the conditioned soul and leads him to hell. Just like the hunter plays very sweet music. The hunter learns to play the flute very nicely, so the deer will come. Deer is attracted. He's also attracted by smelling. They'll put on some perfume to cover the bad smell which comes from the body. Not speaking also, not only singing, but speaking. You see, speak in a very soft voice, or very politely. In this way, women's body is meant as an obstacle to stop the man going virtuous. The whole mentality of the woman is how to capture one man and make him my obedient servant. That is the whole mentality. By attracting in so many different ways, and capture and bewilder. You see, just as reading Muchukunda, Muchukunda Maharaj, he's saying that I go out and fight, big king, fighting, strong. I come to my court, and everyone is respectful to me. But then, when I go inside the inner chambers, I have to fall down at the feet of some stupid woman just so I can enjoy sex. See what is my useless position. So he realized that and he surrendered to Krishna. So that we should do. Don't be attracted by mundane sex life. Be attracted by Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Tomorrow is the last paragraph. There's only actually four lines, but very important. Then we'll have gone through the first shloka. About 3 weeks. Give us about 3 weeks, and so many things we didn't discuss in detail. Janmadhya se yatah. This shloka is Janmadhya se yatah. Everything comes from Krishna. So sex life, that also comes from Krishna. The origin of everything is Krishna. But Krishna's sex life, as the Sattva said, is not like this. Meet some young girl, have abortion. You know, he said Krishna was dancing with the gopis. There was nothing like that, getting pregnant and abortion, nothing like that. No such thing.
Oh yeah, people walk up to the
that is called Maya. Maya has two potency. Prakshetatmika, Abhranatmika. Prakshetatmika is also called Vikshetatmika. Means Abhranatmika Shakti, that is one division of Maya Shakti, means covers the bewildered, covers the conditioned soul, completely covered. Then when someone tries to get out from that covering, there is Pakshatatmika Shakti, which kicks you back. You're coming out from my clutches, boom, go back. So when one tries to get free from Maya, then Maya is just, everyone is bewildered. When she sees someone is coming out, it's her job to put you back. So if she tries more, if you're not sincere, then you'll succumb. If you take Krishna consciousness very lightly, it's okay, but there's so many other things to do in life. I'm young, why shouldn't I enjoy? Life is real. There are so many things to do in life. I'll be Krishna conscious later. Now I go to the movies. Make my own movie. Someone else has the idea. I'll make my own movie. So many different ideas. Now it's time for me to form a rock band. For preaching, Prabhu. I'm going to form a heavy rock band. It's for preaching. So I have so many different ideas. And so many different ways to come out of Krishna consciousness. It is Maya Shakti. And why Maya? You can say, this Maya is so heavy, Prabhu. Prabhupada said that Maya doesn't embrace us. We embrace Maya. Maya is neutral. You want to be in Maya? Alright. You want to be with Krishna? Alright, you have the choice. You want Maya? Maya is standing waiting to serve you. What do you want? Women, you can have 84 lakh species of life. You can enjoy all varieties. Enjoy. Miss Universe from the cockroach species. The most beautiful cockroach in the whole of the world. You can enjoy. It's there. You want to enjoy? You can enjoy. Maya is ready. What do you want? Kick in the face or kick in the backside. Whichever way you want it. You can take it. Right, they don't, yeah. In the heavenly planets, there's so much facility for sex. And then even the women, they don't have to look after the children, because just before they die, they become pregnant once. They become pregnant once, and they're having sex all the time, and then they become pregnant once. A pregnancy also immediately give birth. The child is also immediately grows up very quickly and gets on with the business of enjoying it.